Hey, Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the page 240, the bottom of page 247. We are starting Simen Sadi Aleph Shiyazer Masnav V'chasa Rosh B'shas Tefillah. How one is supposed to dress for Tefillah. This dinim over here, our repeater, we saw at least the beginning over here, is discussed already in Hilchos Kriyat Shema and Simen Ayin Dalid. Okay, over there at the end of the Simen, it talks about the chiluk between Kriyat Shema and Hilchos Tefillah, and that's how we start off our Simen over here. Hayatatalos Chagur Al Masnav V'chasosim Masnav V'lumachim. You basically have a pair of pants on, okay? You have your talis, chagur al masav, you have a talis, which is a garment wrapped around your waist. L'chazos b'masav l'matav, it's covered the bottom part of your body. Aser l'itpa'al ad she'chasa libo. It is aser to daven until you cover your heart, until you wear a shirt, until you have your upper part of your body covered. You are not allowed to daven. This is unlike the halachas of Kriyat Shema that you saw over there in Siman Ayin Dalet, that you're allowed to be dressed in just the bottom, really, ikar the dinner by kriyat shema. We saw even by kriyat shema, l'chatchila mishtabur brings down over there. It's not the best way to be making brachas. It's not the best way to be saying kriyat shema. However, ikar the dinner, your yotze with kriyat shema, even though your top of your body is not covered. Masha ain't came with tefillah. What's a chiluk over here? So the chiluk is the mishtabur, or even Ms. Merami is over here, and Siv Katan Aleph. Over here by tefillah, did tzarichu liros is atzma kilo omed lifnei amelech umedaber ve'ema. As the Gemara tells us, when you're davening Shemona Esri, it's ki'ilu, you are standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. When you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch, you have to act, obviously, in a certain way. Obviously, we're always dalifnei atalmed. We're always ki'ilu, we're supposed to look at ourselves standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. But when we're davening Shemona Esri, we're mamish ki'ilu omed lifnei amelech. And that's how we're supposed to look at it when we're davening Shemona Esri. That's a chiluk between that versus the rest of tefillah and the rest. Kriyat Shema Brachos, over there we're talking about Hashem. We're not standing in front of Hashem, we're talking about Hashem. In Shemona Esrei, we're standing in front of Hashem. Therefore, the halachas are completely different. When it comes to the halachas of Shemona Esrei, Masha ain't came by other times that we're saying Brachos of Chadom. And therefore, that's the halacha over here, that you have to have the top part of your body to daven. You're not allowed to daven beer chested. Vim lo kisa at libo, says the Mechaber. If you do not cover your chest, or you had an onas and you don't have what to cover, nevertheless, b'di'evit, since you have your erva covered, you are yotze b'di'evit if one davened like this. This is from the Lashon of the Rambam, okay? And therefore the question is, not the question, I'm sorry, the Rambam ends off, as the Bar Halacha asks, over here in Dibur Masl Yotze, says, I'm around the Messiah l'chatchila lo yaseh. The Rambam, after telling you, your Yotze, says, l'chatchila, not to do this. And all the Achronim ask, what do you mean, l'chatchila? We already know the l'chatchila din is, you're not supposed to daven with your chest and cover. And this is a bidyavid din. So why does he have to end off, l'chatchila lo yaseh kein? We already know that. So the Bar Halacha comes over here and makes a tremendous chiddush over here in Okimta, in the words of the Mechaber. V'nir Ali says, the Chavetz Chaim. It's not a case where someone has an onus. He doesn't have a shirt. Okay, he doesn't have a shirt to put on. Let's say he was by the swimming pool. He didn't bring a top, and it's about to end his man tefillah. And therefore, all he has an option of davening without a shirt or not davening at all. So over here, says the Chavetz Chaim, d'lechatchila mutav shelo yitpalo klal. It'd be preferable not to daven at all. If you have a choice, not to daven at all. And what's the Mechaber talking about? It says, he's saying it, but yeah, but someone did it. Someone did daven Shemona Esrei. He wants to know, does he have to daven Tashlumin now for Marav, let's say? The answer is that he does not have to daven Tashlumin. His tefillah was a good tefillah. But if you ask l'chatchila, should one do this? No, preferable not to daven at all, than to daven without your shirt on. Okay, it's a bizarre to daven without your shirt on. Therefore, the Chavetz Chaim holds that not to do it at all, even in a case where you don't have what to put on. That is disagreed upon by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that no, b'di'evit, or your tashas onus, you don't have another choice, better to daven without your shirt than to not daven. All the Halacha Brura also passing like this, but the Chavetz Chaim is passing over here not to go ahead and daven, and better to daven tashlum and two times ma'ariv. It'll be like a shogi and onus case where you could daven two times ma'ariv. Better do that when you're properly dressed than to daven when you do not have proper attire on. We're not going to get it to today, but we'll get to other parts of how one dresses later on. What does he have to have in addition to these things? Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out also, and this is obviously a double portion, Siv Katan Beis, Buah Din Kol Guf, he should have his whole body covered. It's not just, I don't know, he's covering his lave and he's got his belly button showing. Okay, he should have he should be properly dressed in the appropriate manner for a tefillah at all times. Now, Now, moving on to see Vez, this starts the dinam of from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud. Starts talking about how some of the Amoraim went and dressed for davening, and it quotes a pasuk, "Hikon likras al Hashem Elokecha." This is a hikon is going to be a concept that we're going to come through a bunch, especially in the upcoming simanim. That is basically I have a mitzvah to prepare myself for davening. Hikon likras al Hashem Elokecha. I prepare myself before I go greet a Kodesh Baruch, which makes sense. How does one greet yourself? So the Amoraim used to dress in certain ways for tefillah that would help them prepare for davening. So one of the things mentioned over there. Already previously in Daf Tes, is that they used to wear a belt for davening. And obviously this is the makor for chassidim who wear gartels for davening. This is the halacha over here. Let's see the halacha, what to understand. So if you learn Siman Ayin Daled, those who learn Hilchos Kriyat Shema, we know there is one din called Libo Roes Ha'erva. You're not allowed to make brachos. You're not allowed to daven unless you have a separation between your top part of your body and your lower part of your body. You have to have some type of separation between your lev and your erva. That's called a halacha of libo roes erva. Your heart cannot see your erva. So one might come to the conclusion that this halacha of wearing a belt for davening is in order to mekayim this din, in order that you don't have your lev see your erva. However, and there are those who do hold like that, that is really what this whole din is all about. However, you'll see over here, the Mechaber does not paskin like this. The Mechaber paskins that even if you've already taken care of this problem, the Hainu, you learned over there in Echos Kriyat Shema, the elastic on your underwear is already a good enough separation between your lave and your erva. That separates the time. That's enough of a pressed up against your body that would work if someone's wearing, like some of you guys wear, some tight pants. That would also do the deal. That would also handle this problem because it's tight enough around your waist. However, the mechaber, if you look in his words, he's over here. He says, "Sarich leizor eizor b'shasa tefila." You have to wear some type of belt for tefila. Afilu yeshlo avne chain lo liboros erva. Even if you already have a sash or another type of separation, or that you're there, or even kind of din of liboros erva. Why mishom hikun? This is a separate din of hikun. This is referring to the puzzle hikun likras Hashem Elokecha. Okay, and therefore we see over here that one has to wear a belt. It's mashal from the mechaber that even if you have a separation between your lev and your erva, you still have to go ahead and wear a belt. And this is the makor why chassidim wear gartels, even though that they in the Chora are wearing underwear also, and therefore they already have separation between the lev and the erva. But nevertheless, for a hikon, they would put a belt, they put this gartel over the things. That is the mechaber, shar brachos, mutar levarech belocha, rest of the brachos, you're allowed to say them without. They don't have to put on their gartel every time they're going to make a shakol niya bidvaro. Me'achar sheyesh lo michnasayim, since you have pants on, and therefore once again, you've taken care of the problem of libo roas erva, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the sif katan ches vu adim in begadim munachim dvukim mamash. If you're wearing a tight shirt or tight other clothes, al abetin umafsikin bein libo lo erva, anything except that separates between the lev and the erva, that will be good for everything except for shmon asrei, as the mechaber over here. And the Ramah just adds in, as he pointed out, vein libo roas erva, and therefore your lev is not roas erva. So the question is, what about litayim? What about the litvax? Why do they not wear gartels? Where did that minhag come from? Obviously, that has mekori because a lot of Gadol Yisrael don't wear gartels. Obviously, the question is why they don't wear gartels. It seems like they're on the chaber that even if you're taking care of the problem of libo ras erva, then you have still a din of libo ras erva. So, one, someone would say, and this is what Marin Rabin Rav Devin Saul told me today, that now we are mekayim the din because we wear belts. So, someone wears a belt around his pants. Okay, you don't have to have this special gartel, we call it gartel, to wrap this rope around your stomach, that would be your thing. The fact that we wear a belt, that is also mekayim this din, because we have our pants, or we have our underwear anywhere, which is separating between lever and erva. And upon this also, we also have our belt, even though it's also keeping up our pants, but nevertheless, it still is mekayim this din. But l'chorah, there's still a lot of people who are not knowing to wear belts, and they still don't wear gartels. Is there any yishuv for this minhag? So if you see over here, it's only Merami's over here in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Dalad. Number one, after he tells us that b'di'evit, imipala b'lo ezor yatza, number one, if you do not have a gartel, and you daven b'di'evit, it's for sure good. You don't want to be b'di'evit though. What about l'chatchila? Then he brings down a v'yei shomer. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'yei shomerim ot, didafka mishiragel kol ha'yom b'chagura. This is only talking about someone who is accustomed to wearing a chagura all day long, a special belt all day long. Therefore, he does not have to put on, if he does not wear this belt all day long, he does a midas chasidus afayai gav. There's a midas chasidus even if he does not wear this belt. So, Kadosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Alicha Shlomo in Perik Yin Aleph on page Kuf Mem. It's in Ha'ara 45. He says the following. These are his words over here, quoted over here. Tzarech izin de bizmanenu came into Adarabba. Im holchim leish nechbad, if you would go to see a mechubad person, would you wear a gartel? No. Mesir na chagura. A person would take off the chagura because it doesn't look normal nowadays. Okay? In kain. Ha chagura havi lakro rakmo kittel. To wear a chagura, that's something you said that you want to have special for David, and that's fine. Dechashi beket of mucha lefila. Vo einza shayach lemitzo sikon. It's not shaykh anymore for the mitzvah of hikon that I'm preparing myself to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm wearing a beged chashuv. Over here, it's not a beged chashuv anymore. People don't wear gartels out nowadays. Back in the day, they said, they called psukim aray in the Nach, that there was an Indian. People wore a specific sash, a specific type of belt that was miyuchad, that was like a, it was like a fancy garment. Okay? People wore fancy garments. Like, we'll get to tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we talk about hats. What is this a is this a mechubad symbol or not? Is this something that people wear in areas that is mechubad or not? So if it is something that people wear, they'll wear a special belt when they go to something fancy. So in a chanami, for tefillah, you'll be chayv to do this alt hikon also. But once nowadays that people don't do that anymore, you lose out all the din of hikon, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that merkir the dinner, that's why you don't have to do this. Other big postgame also held that one does not have to wear a gartel nowadays. I know Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel does not wear a gartel for tefillah. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg also held that you do not have to wear one. That's where this minog or litayim that come that they don't wear gartels. Obviously, if someone's a chassid, he comes from chassidish background, where their minog is to, they should follow their minog and wear a gartel for tefillah. But if not, then one is not required to wear a gartel for tefillah. Let's do one more thing over here. Sif Gim says over here, Yesh Omrim. Some say it is aser to say any type of mentioning of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when your head is not covered. Some say that you have to protest against anyone who walks into Beit Knesset with Gilui Rosh without their head covered, without wearing a kippah. The question is over here. Ask the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean, Yesh Limchos, Shaloli Kanis Bekenev Gilei Rosh? We know from earlier on in Shulchan, right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it tells us that you always have to have your head covered. So what is the special din in a Beit Knesset? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down in Sif Katan, sorry, he quotes the Be'er Lacha, he sends you to the Be'er Lacha. The Be'er Lacha points us out in Dibur Masel of Yesh Omrim. He says, V'mashik Katav Le'el Simin Beis, Da'afil B'lo Askar V'shalom B'Beis Knesset, Aser Leilich. You're not allowed to go in, anywhere without your head covered. So it says, V'primagonim Teretz, D'le'el Dafka Dalet Amos. Over there was only when you walk Dalet Amos. V'kan Aser Afil Pachas V'Dalet Amos, just to sit in the shul itself. To have your head uncovered, that would be usur to do, mikur de dinah. You have to have your head covered, mikur de dinah. Not only that, adds Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, this could be another chiluk. In addition to what the Be'er Halacha is saying, says Rav Nevinzel, Dibur Masel Beis Knesset, Tzarich Lechasos Roshel Shotinok Afilu Ben Yomo. You even have to cover a child who is one day old. Afilu Be'ezos Nashim Yishuk Foda Malkum. Because of the cover of the Malkum itself, everyone has to have their head covered, even a child. And that's the chor where the minag is, that even by a bris milah, you'll see that the child will always cover the head's child and a bris milah, because they're entering into a makom kadosh, even a small child who doesn't normally have his head covered. We're not makbid that a young child has his head covered when he's walking around his house, when he's walking outside, but in a beis knesses, there isn't an inyan, even if he is a very, very young child, to go ahead and have his head covered. And the chor, that's the minag also, even in monks' communities where women are not so makbid on covering their hair. When they walk into the Beis Knesset, though, they all will put on some type of head covering. When they walk in front of the Kavod and the Makom, the same thing. This is where this halacha comes from, because it's a special din of Beis Knesset that you have to have your head covered. Okay? There is a discussion amongst the poskim about women, whether they cover their head, they don't have to cover their head. What about when they're making brachas? Do they have to have their head covered when they're making brachas? Obviously, single girls who don't have any type of shaykhs to cover in their head, they do not have to. No one holds that they would have to when they're covering it. But a married woman who has a shaykhs to covering her head, Like when they go into shul for sure, and when they're us, we discuss it in Siman Ayin Daled, all those dinim over there about the chiyuvim of women covering their hair. What about when they make a bracha? So one of the Talmidim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, first in Chicago, I heard Bishmo, that he has me'ikr the dinah, a woman must cover her hair when they're making brachos, when they're davening, and v'chule. Okay, so therefore, this is where it comes, the minhag that a lot of times when a woman goes to the mikvah attendant will put a towel over her head when they're making the bracha on the mikvah. However, Marin Rabbeinu of Nevinsal and other poskim hold, although it's a very good idea, that they should have their head covered when making brachos. However, me'ikr the dinah, they do not have a chiyuv to. They do not have a chiyuv to have their head covered when saying tvilos or brachos. Once again, make her than they should. It's a much better thing for them to do to have their head covered, but nevertheless, they do not have a requirement to do so, not like what I heard from this post, like Mishaim Rav Moshe. Last thing is, what about b'dievid if one decides, I don't have a kippah, I'm going to make a bracha anyways. Is that bracha chal? Is that a good bracha? And back by men, men make a bracha without a kippah, is that a good bracha? So I would have thought, Papashas, of course it's a good bracha, at the end of the day, he still made a bracha. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Dalet Sim Mem Os Yudalet holds that b'dievid the bracha without a kisui rosh is not a good bracha. He would have to repeat his bracha again if he makes a bracha without kisui rosh. Rav Shlomo Zalman does not hold like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in Halicha Shlomo, Perak Beis, Halacha Tetzayin, he holds b'dievid. One makes a bracha without a kisui rosh, he is still going to be yotzei the bracha. So that's a very important machlokas, a poskim between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, how chashav it is to have a kippah when one is making a bracha, or any type of head covering for that matter, if it's going to affect the bracha b'dievid. What is considered a head covering? So we know that something that covers that, obviously. But putting your hand over your head, as we learned at the beginning of, and over there in Siman Beis, is not considered a good head covering. Okay, that is not considered a good head covering at all. And however, if someone puts their sleeve over the shud, it's brought down over here, somewhere in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, in Sif Katan Yud, the Katav Abach Miu, Noagin Lahanshicha Beis Yad Shal Abeged Al Yad Mechasa Barosho. If you pull your sleeve down and you put your sleeve over your head, that is a good head covering. Your hand, your body cannot cover your own body, so your hand cannot be a good head covering. But the sleeve of your shirt, that does work for a good head covering. And furthermore, your hand covering your friend's head does work for a head covering. That works. Your body covering someone else's body would work for a head covering. That would be a fine head covering to go in order to go ahead and make brachos. Adkan for today.